Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's the live Halloween edition of the show, and things are going as they typically do here. We will take your calls about anything. There's certainly a theme to the program tonight, and that is stories relating to Halloween. We started the show out with a story out of Boulder, Colorado, that they're planning on cracking down on the Naked Pumpkin Run this year, something that's been going on for a decade. Perfect example of how much of a police state we truly do live in here in this country. It's absolutely outrageous that people will be arrested and charged with a sex offense for having an innocent little run down the street naked while, you know, it's 11 o'clock at night. That's what time they do it. So that's where we started on things here. Of course, you can bring up anything still to come. Since we brought up sex offenders, let's talk about how sex offenders are treated on Halloween and just the whole concept of a sex offense in the first place. We can go all of those places and more, but it's up to you at 800-259-9231. Before we continue on here, I want to welcome aboard our brand newest affiliate, WTAR AM 850, WTAR in Norfolk, Virginia.
Excellent.
And that's, by the way, a 50,000-watt flamethrower.
That really is. That's as big as they get.
Yeah, they power down to 25,000 at night, but still, that's huge. It's one of our biggest stations. So welcome aboard, Norfolk. You're going to hear a show that you're probably not quite used to hearing on talk radio.
No, there's nothing like Free Talk Live on talk radio right now. But one thing, if you listen, and you have to listen for a little while to really get the message. I understand that you're shocked. I understand you're stuck to the ceiling. You're welcome to call in.
I just came in at the end of, the last segment.
Sure. So. But
we may not be too shocked yet.
You're going to be shocked and stuck to the ceiling. No doubt. However, we are consistent. We are consistent time after time on issue after issue.
You'll be shocked by how much you agree with us sometimes.
Something that you will not find from the Democrats or the Republican red team, blue team bullcrap that you hear on the radio.
Right. So with that, welcome aboard to everybody listening in Norfolk. And the toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. So when we say you can bring up anything, you're welcome to dial that number and give it a try and find out we're telling the truth about that. Let's go to your calls. We'll start things out with Nick in New Jersey. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Nick,
hey guys,
you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I'm a first-time caller, but I've been listening to you guys off and on for a few years, and I'm a fan. You guys covered a lot of stuff. I wasn't going to really get into some of these things, but the whole you guys talked about the whole people being charged for sex crimes for walking around naked.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to really talk about that, but this is something that Bradley Balko, the agitator, he's a libertarian. He has a whole blog. He talks about the police state as far as, drug raids, paramilitary raids, people who've been killed by that. It's a whole separate topic about sex crimes and how, there's sex crimes. There's things like rape, which we can all agree that's not good. And then there's the things about, 15-year-olds who have sex with 14-year-olds end up going to jail.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to get into all that, but if you go to Agitator, he has story upon story upon story about people's lives have been ruined by it.
Absolutely. Well, and I believe it's the Agitator. Isn't it theagitator.org?
Is it W? I don't know. I haven't said it.
Well, you don't need W's typically when you're surfing the web.
It's T-H-E and then agitator.org.
It is .com. I just verified theagitator.com. It's a great website. We've talked about some of the stories that have been there before, and he really does a great job of cataloging the just ongoing abuse of people by the police departments across this country.
Yeah, and even if you're someone, say you're someone who's not a libertarian or a voluntarist, and you don't agree with those type of things, he has all the unintended consequences, just things you wouldn't expect. The fact that all these people have gone to prison and they come out, and there's all these zoning laws. You can't live within X hundred feet of a school or X hundred feet of a park. People, they live under bridges, they live in parks. So the unintended consequences of these laws are that these people were supposedly so scared of these people who committed these sex acts. They now are living in parks and bridges. They
right.
can't get jobs. So now you have homeless people. I mean, if you're someone who supports these laws, is that really what you want? You want to live in a city where these people go to prison, they come out, and they're now homeless?
Well, do you want that for your kid? And here's the question. Do you really, 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 are you that confident that your child isn't having sex with somebody who's under the age of whatever? And you're right. It happens. happens. 16-year-old boys, 14-year-old girls, it's not that far of a difference for them. They're having sex. The guy gets, put in jail. It happens. I was in prison for 9 years. I can tell you it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in there. And then, yes, when they get out there, they're controlled by all kinds of sex offender laws that likely, in some cases, weren't passed until after they were convicted, which, as far as I'm concerned, is an ex post facto issue. But whatever. What is that what you want for your kid?
Yeah, people have their own views, but, people are too ignorant. If they really knew these laws, what the consequences were, I don't think they'd be so supportive.
They're ignorant and lazy.
You're right about that, and I thank you for the call tonight, Nick. Appreciate hearing from you. A lot of people just blow off. They have no idea what is going on behind those bars, behind those prison walls. They have no idea the abuse that those people receive. Sure, maybe some of the people behind those walls did do terrible things. Maybe they did.
Yeah, they did.
That doesn't mean that they deserve to be treated terribly for the rest of time.
Well, I think that also there's a problem with the idea that you can take a bad person, put them in a bad place, surround them by bad people, treat them badly, and then set them free, which they will be at some point, and expect them to be good. Yes, I think that there's something to be said for longer prison sentences for fewer crimes. You can prove that longer prison sentences reduce crime, no doubt. I agree with that. I'm of the opinion that there's better and more productive things that we can do with prisoners that will work better
rather than just housing them and putting them together so they can hurt one another.
Forcing me to pay to incarcerate all these people.
But the biggest objection I have to the system of incarceration has to be the people that shouldn't be there in the first place. And those are the people that it's really tragic when people blow them off. When people look at the jail and they say, "See, son, that's where all the bad people are." Well, it's not true. There are a lot of good people that are sitting in prison cells all around this country. They're sitting in there in many cases because they got caught with a plant in their pocket. Or as you were pointing out, Mark, maybe they were 18 and had sex with somebody who was 17. So there are people like that in these prison cells, and they don't belong there at all. There was no victim of their crimes. And even those people that are in there that have had a victim in their crime, perhaps they stole something, for instance, those people don't belong in there either. Those people deserve to be paying restitution. I mean, if they're presuming they are repentant of what they did and willing to make good, they should be out and working, and they should be cutting a check every week to their victims so they're paid back.
So many times, somebody who steals stuff is caught, given a fine of some sort, probation or prison or jail or whatever they're given, and the person from whom they stole is not restituted in any way, shape, or form.
No, it's worse.
They have to pay. Often, they have to pay in order to incarcerate the person.
The victim has to pay to incarcerate the person who victimized them.
Not specifically, but over, through societally, through taxes, they have to do that, yes. So you've got a really messed up system that benefits the state because they'll get the fines or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just recently there was an issue where a neighbor's dog got out and killed killed a neighbor's chicken. Well, the government, the stadies came in and wrote a ticket to the person whose dog who got out and killed the chicken. But there was no compensation given to the person who got the chicken killed.
So the state took $100 or $200, $300.
And, that was it.
Sick. Let's continue with your calls and go to Jerry in Texas. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amar.
Good evening, gentlemen. Hey, I am enjoying it so much. I'm seeing something in the gentleman who called and attacked one of you when you wanted to run for mayor or something like that as being very full of himself. I hope he's listening. And the idea of attacking the messenger and not the message, I was fascinated by that.
Yeah, Dave's all about ad hominem attacks.
Right, he doesn't actually have anything intelligent to say. He tried to say that what he was calling about, for those that weren't tuned in at that time, there's this guy that lives here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this show, and he will call occasionally to snipe at us. And usually it's something like, "You're stupid, you guys are idiots," and that kind of thing. Tonight he actually had something to say. He said that, you're insignificant, and he backed that up by saying, pointing out that I got 9 votes, write-in votes in a local election, where and I was not campaigning or not even asking anybody to really go out and vote for me in any significant fashion.
I didn't even know you were asking for write-in votes. That's how insignificant you consider the campaign.
I would let
him know that there are many of us who really do believe he's insignificant as well. I want to point out that it just so he understands. You know,
thank you, Jerry. I appreciate that. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. He did talk about Free Staters as well, called Free Staters Insignificant. We should explain what the Free State Project is there, one of our sponsors. We'll do that in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight Defensive Handgun Course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important. Certainly not my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at valleyviewemus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit valleyviewemus.com. That's valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, special Halloween edition of the show. We are here taking your phone calls, and you may call in about anything, as always, here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. freestateproject.com. We're going to get right back to your calls here in a moment, but I do want to tell you about the Free State Project. They are a longtime sponsor of this program. And what if you found out the best liberty activists from around the world were all moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And join up if you want to be an insignificant speck. As one of our earlier callers suggested that free staters,
he's
as
probably,
they're called, were.
As far as statistically goes, he's not mistaken. There are according to the website of the Free State Project, and I know that it's a mistake, and they know it's a mistake, but it's the numbers that they have counted of movers. There's about 750, 800 people that have moved for the Free State Project at this point. There'll be 20,000, but at this point there's 750 to 800 people.
And compared to 1.4 million.
I think it's 1.3, whatever, million people in New Hampshire. And that is an insignificant amount in the state of New Hampshire. However, I would also like to point out that those people have, the early movers of them, there are four to six, and the numbers seem to vary, because free staters don't like to tell other people that they're free staters. Surprise! And the four to six of them are in the House of Representatives here. So,
well, it's not true that they don't like to. I mean, most of them will answer honestly if they're asked. It's just they don't wear it on their sleeve,
some
so to say. They don't put – everyone I've ever talked to will answer honestly when they're asked.
You don't know. That's the thing. Many, many people move for the Free State Project and never tell anyone that they moved at all. And I wouldn't.
The ones that I know.
Right.
Would not.
The ones that choose to come out and, and some of them do wear it on their sleeves. Some put on clown suits and smoke pot in Central Square. That's fine.
They're liberty-oriented people that are moving here to get active for freedom. And one of the critics that will call the show occasionally, we heard from him in the last hour, and, if he'd actually pause instead of blabbering off just incessantly, we'd actually be able to have a conversation with him. But
he
doesn't want to, so we ended that call and we moved on. But essentially his accusation...
It came to a break.
Yeah, that's right.
We didn't end the call. I mean, our brakes are hard brakes. We don't have any choice.
So what I wanted to point out, though, was that he was claiming we're insignificant, and his one point was that, well, Ian, you ran for mayor, and you were running a write-in campaign. You only got 10. You didn't even get 10 votes. And it's true. I did get 9 votes, but I wasn't really running much of a campaign. I'd mentioned it once when I was interviewed on the radio, and then a second time in a blog post at freekeen.com the day before the election. So those were the only 2 times. Plus, there are really only about a couple dozen people that have moved to Keene at this point for the Free State Project. We're talking about the very, very early movers here. Maybe a couple dozen people in the area. I don't even know if a couple dozen live in Keene proper. What do you think, Mark? I mean, a couple dozen people max?
Sounds right. Yeah. A couple dozen.
And a couple dozen.
But the people that move to Keene tend to be outside the system activists,
right.
So therefore they're less likely to vote. Some of them believe that voting is a perpetuation of the system and is violent in and of itself.
You were talking with Dale.
I think it's absolute nuttery.
You were talking with Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com about that on our Thursday episode. He was telling you that he doesn't vote. So there are people who move here that don't even have a proclivity toward voting. They wouldn't vote for me or anybody. But I'd like to point out that eventually more politics is going to go on here in Keene. And
it's inevitable.
More people are going to move here that are going to get politically active. Even some of the people that are here now are talking about getting more
system. It activates the local people that believe the same as we do.
Right.
And they are legion. Many people believe that the government is too big, too intrusive, taxes people too heavily.
Most of them aren't like this Dave guy that called in, who, by the way, moved here from Berkeley, California.
Yeah, so, I mean.
So I'd like to point that out.
he's a big state project.
He's as much of a flatlander as we are. And that's the term that they use for people that aren't from around here, up here in
New Hampshire. You have to be 3 generations, I think,
to be a real New Hampshire.
New Englander. Yeah.
A granite stater, if you will. but we are here, and liberty activists and liberty advocates are not going away anytime soon. The ranks are growing. They're only getting more active. And as you mentioned, it's activating locals. It's activating New Hampshire natives who love freedom, and they were feeling kind of bummed out because a bunch of Massachusetts, or massholes as they are called, had been moving up here for years and bringing their statist ways with them. So a lot of people are very, very pleased that we're here. In fact, one of them is running for political.
We were welcomed by the governor. I mean, let's be clear.
Well, at the time, yes. One of them is running for city council here in this very city, and he's actually on the ballot, so you can better believe he's going to get a whole lot more votes than 9.
I was going around canvassing the local area with the flyers, and I talked to a lady who said, yeah, I'm going to vote for him. So it could very well happen. And locals, all locals.
And there's a lot of civil disobedience that's happening here in Keene that's not happening all across the rest of the state. So there's a lot of political action happening elsewhere, a lot of civil disobedience outside the system, non-cooperation stuff happening here that I've never seen happen anywhere in this liberty movement. I mean, that from across the country and around the world, there's a real concentration of people that are willing to put their freedom on the line and take a significant risk. We've got a guy who's in jail for 180 days. He's in jail for 180 days because he asked the judge in a court trial to tell him please when he was demanding he sit down. I don't think it was unreasonable of him, but the judge did, and he slapped him with 180 days in jail. So just to give you an example of, you know, the kind of people that are, some of the kind of people that are willing to come up here, at least to this particular area. So to call them insignificant, I think we'll prove him wrong in due time. Aiden, I think he's already been proven wrong personally, but let's continue with your phone calls, and you can talk about whatever you want. Dave is in Keene, listening to KBK, and then it's a different Dave. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, Dave.
Well, I hadn't called to address what you all were talking about, but as far as like running and stuff and doing something outside of the two parties and just like falling in line and just anything outside of that and just different to shake things up is good for me because I don't know, just like, I don't know.
I agree with you. More choices are a good idea.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And why should we just say, oh, I have to pick this one or that one, you know? I mean, who says that? Not like written in stone.
Some do,
you know.
So, Dave, what else was on your mind tonight?
I was mostly calling when in the beginning was because regarding one of our representatives, one of our New Hampshire representatives, unfortunately, Judd Gregg, he made this vote on this bill, or I think it was a bill, and had to do with rape, and he voted like that it couldn't happen, that the guy couldn't get prosecuted. Did you guys hear something about that?
I'm not sure what you're referring to. It had to do with rape?
Yeah, there was this bill. This woman got raped. I think it had to do with some corporation, and she couldn't prosecute the people because it was in a the bill was put forth by the
was it overseas? Was it in Afghanistan?
It may have been. Okay. I forget. But it was put forth by Al Franken.
Rape's already illegal, so I'm not sure exactly what else, you know, you would need to do about that beyond bringing charges and prosecuting this person.
There was that one case in Afghanistan, I believe, where a woman got raped, and because she was working for the
KBR or the
KBR, and it was in a different country and everything, that it got very muddled.
I'm guessing that's what this might have been about, but obviously I'm speculating. Dave, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The thing you can guarantee, and it doesn't matter where you live, the people that call themselves representatives are in no way such. They are not representing you. They're not it doesn't matter even if they're in your little political party. They still aren't representing you.
How could they?
How could they represent the opinions of more than themselves or perhaps one other person? I could see how somebody could represent one other person fairly accurately, but you start bringing in 3,000 to 3 million people to 300 million people, I mean, you can't represent more than one person. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. Those numbers are brought to you by SACL CAI.
Perhaps you may own or know someone who does at a company that is struggling to collect money that is owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, and not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous tasks of trying to collect from these delinquent accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources is pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from the inefficiencies and vexing tasks of collections. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231, to your phone calls to the fun. Let's go to James, listening to WFLA in Florida. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Just super, James. What's on your mind tonight? Or yes, we can, rather.
Well, thank you for taking the call. I just wanted to ask you something I'm confused about, because I've been listening to when you guys were talking about how the pumpkin, you know, was going on over there in that state. And they were going to arrest those people for being naked, whatever, you know.
That's right, in Boulder, Colorado.
In Boulder, Colorado, and how this is becoming a nation, or it's already a nation of laws. And regarding that, I wanted to ask you, because I'm confused, because how come the states, they can lock up somebody that's under 18 for, you know, and charge them as an adult and lock them up for a long time, but at the same time, they want to have it both ways, because they don't want to give these young people, I guess, the right to vote and, You know, and if you're older than they are, and you get caught when in a relation with them, you can yep. be charged as a pedophile or whatever, you know.
Right. The charge is usually statutory rape, which, again, I think is an insult to people that were actually raped, because statutory rape only applies when it's consensual between the parties. Your question is about the disparity, and it's a good one. Sure. You would think that if they're arresting people, and also they're taxing them, people that are 16 and 17 and 14 and 15, you know,
with people younger than them, right.
Right. They're paying taxes, but they aren't able to vote. And the answer is, really, they just do whatever they want. I mean, there's no principle. There's no rules that they're following. They claim they're following rules, but they just make it up as they go along, and it doesn't matter whether they've written those words down on paper or not.
I can't say that I consider somebody who's 16 or 17 to have the best ability to make political decisions. However, if they're able to make a decision that will get them a felony, i.e. having sex with somebody who's younger than whatever age it is that they decide, well, then I guess they're as qualified as any other moron out there casting a vote, and there are a lot of people out there that cast votes that aren't
right.
Very...
Yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Well, the reason why I bring that up is because I know there's an old saying, it was a line from George Carlin, that if you're old enough to go to jail, you should be old enough to vote. You guys ever heard it?
It makes sense. I don't know if I've heard that in particular. But
of course, George Carlin didn't vote.
He didn't?
No. Interesting. That's right. That's what I was thinking about, you know. Well,
thanks,
thank you,
Justin,
for taking my call.
You're
it.
Welcome, and I thank you for the call tonight, and happy Halloween. 800-259-9231. We are here taking your calls live about anything, as we are every Saturday night. Doesn't matter that it's a holiday. We want to have fun on the radio, and that's why we're here. So we want to talk to you about anything. Let's talk to another listener of WFLA. This one is Justin in Florida. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live. Justin?
Yes.
You're on the air, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to express my disgust with whoever made some of these sex offender laws that affect me. I'm 28 years old now. I've been a sex offender for 10 years.
What happened?
I had a girlfriend when I was in high school when I was 18 and she was 16.
Oh, wow.
And here they don't call it statutory rape in Florida. They call it lewd and lascivious.
Really? I thought the age of consent was 16 in Florida. Was I mistaken about that?
Apparently not.
Interesting. I could have sworn that it was like 16 up to age 24, but maybe what they did was, instead of charging you with statutory rape, they charged you with lewd and lascivious because they could, because I think you can only get statutory rape if she was, say, 15.
I don't know what they did, but they got me. They screwed me up good.
Did you go to jail? What happened?
I went to jail for probably 9 months, and then I did 2 years house arrest and 4 years probation.
Wow.
And during that time on probation, I had to go to the sex offender class where I had to sit in this room with pedophiles. There was a couple other people my age with the same deal, but mostly older people talking about, you know, masturbating to Kmart magazines and, you know, stuff like that. And I'm sitting there listening to this, and I'm thinking, this is supposed to help me with a problem I don't even have.
Right. It wasn't a problem. She consented, right?
Yeah.
Now, how did the cops find out?
That's kind of a long story, but short. We were hanging out in an abandoned apartment complex, and
you say hanging out, you mean having sex with her?
Well, yeah, partying with her and her friends and my brothers, and me and my brothers ran. They set the place on fire, and I wasn't innocent, you know, I wasn't a little angel, but anyways, they said they read through her diary or something, and then they told. It's a long story.
So normally, in many cases, it's the parents that'll snitch on you. But in this case, you just got
like
caught.
That. They came. The police came to my house and asked me if I had sex with her. I said, "Yeah."
Oh no,
I didn't. Of course, this at the time I'm 18, and maybe I was stupider than.
Yeah, you didn't know any better. And
I didn't know.
Let me point out something here. Not you know this by now, but just for everybody listening, if the police come to your house, you don't even have to answer the door for them.
Right.
Don't even talk to them, because when they're talking to you, they are trying to get information to arrest you with. That is the purpose, or they're trying to arrest somebody, and it may very well be you. So there's no point in talking to them to find out whether or not they're interested in arresting you, because if they have a warrant for your arrest, you can better believe they're not just going to be nicey-nice and have a chit-chat. They'll just kick the door in and come and get you. So if they're just knocking on your front door and they want to talk to you, you don't even have to answer it. You don't even have to talk to them through the door. I would highly suggest ignoring them, because the more information you give them, the more likely they are to, as they will say in some cases, as they will admit, to use it against you. I'm sorry to hear about your situation. And now you are you're slapped with the sex offender status for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What does that mean for you on Halloween in Florida where you're at?
Well, they put a flyer on my door a couple days ago saying if you're on probation, you can't put out decorations and do this and that. And I'm actually protesting it tonight. And
really?
I'm not on probation, so it really doesn't apply to me. But
well, in many cases, they will actually go after so-called sex offenders. Now, in some places, it's just the ones that have actually molested children that they do this to.
Yeah.
But in some cases, it seems like they just round up any old sex offender. And in some places, they'll actually make it so you have to put up a sign that says there's no candy at this house.
Yeah, I didn't do that, and I'm never going to fall. I already got back from taking my 3-year-old daughter out trick-or-treating. So, you know.
Good for you. I'm sorry to hear about your story. Is there anything else you wanted to share?
If you got any idea of how to get that off my record.
I have no clue. You as a so-called sex offender.
In the state of Florida, I can tell you how you can do how you have to do it. You've got to go to Charlie Crist and beg him, and it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have a felony from Florida. I went there after 10 years and having a very successful life after getting out of prison.
Wife, kid.
And he had the option of doing anything from restoring my right to vote to restoring my right to bear arms in order to be able to protect my family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host. There are people out there that disagree with me enough perhaps to kill me or hurt my family. Or the ability to cross into Canada. He could have done any number of things. He decided I was apparently too dangerous to vote in the state of Florida.
Well, I believe it. That's the government for you.
Well, you know, he has nothing to gain, and politicians will do nothing that they have any kind of risk involved in if they don't have anything to gain. He's a politician, and, you know, a spineless one at that.
It's so sad because there are so many people that are in your position. In fact, there are even people that have been labeled as sex offenders for peeing in public because, you know, they were drinking too much at some sort of public event. They went behind a tree and took a leak and some cops spotted them and they were arrested and labeled as a sex offender for the rest of their lives. And when you try to talk about these issues, inevitably you're going to have a lot of people just tuning you out and just writing you off because, well, you're a sex offender, so I don't have to listen to you. What you say is not important. You're just a criminal.
Yeah, but they don't mind taking your taxes.
I guess that's the last thing I'll say. I'll wrap it up here. Just for the general public, don't be so ignorant. You know, if somebody's a sex offender and there's flyers out, you know, check into it a little bit. You don't have to be afraid of everybody. There's some people that are animals. But there's a lot of people that aren't. Thanks,
absolutely. Guys. Some people just made a mistake, and in your case, it wasn't even a mistake. It was consensual sex. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, something that happens all over the country, all the time. And boy, if the police were able to catch everybody that has sex under the age of 18, or somebody who is 18 or whatever, and has sex with someone under the age of 18 in many cases, or 16, depending on the jurisdiction, you'd have a lot of full jail cells with a lot of guys who otherwise didn't actually harm anybody. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all.
Fear nothing, and let's show the death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of.
Odysseus the Rebel. Coming this October from Big Head Press.
Pre-order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit ComicShopLocator.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy.
That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It's Saturday night. We're here doing the live Halloween edition of the show. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. I want to tell you about the Totasack, TOTASAK.com. You can go there and learn more about it, but I love it. I use it every time I go to the grocery store to bring back in every single bag in one trip. I mean, it's amazing. It really has been designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks, made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. And Julia and I really love the Totasack here. Mark, you've been using it at your house too, haven't you?
I have. It's. I think it's great.
You can go to Totasack.com and get yourself a family pack there today. But we do have to do a Totasack giveaway tonight. So coming up, we'll give you the opportunity to win a two-pack of the Totasack. You can try them out for yourself. But once you try it, you're going to want to order a family pack. I think there's, was it four or six in the family pack?
Four? Six.
Six. You're going to want to get a family pack. Great thing for gifts, I think, this holiday season. Mark, you're patting your head.
I'm keeping my hair down. Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right. So Totasack.com on the way. We'll do a giveaway. More coming up here. Your calls is what we're going to. And ladies first, Tara is listening to WFLA in Florida, in Tallahassee. Hey, Tara.
Hi, how are you?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Actually, a lot of things, but I didn't have anything in particular to call in about. I just wanted to say that it was very refreshing. I was on my way home, had a little 20-minute drive to get home, and I tuned in. Had never heard your show before, but it was just real refreshing to hear you guys be alive, you know, and not dulled to sleep by what's going on around. Even though, you know, it can be very disheartening. I think sometimes pain is important because it lets us know we're alive. And, you know, all of the issues that people have been calling in tonight and that you guys have addressed, and just with the criminal system and the tax system and even the food system is one of my pet peeves, just how we're, you know, we're just killing each other for profit. You know, we tell, you know, the government and everyone else tells us lies about what to eat. And so
yeah. Isn't it interesting, just on that point, Tara, isn't it interesting that the food pyramid has reversed?
Oh, my goodness. It is very interesting. And one thing that always stuck out of my mind, you have to pay attention to these red that come our way. You know, why did the beef industry sue Oprah Winfrey just because she told people to stop eating so much beef? If it was really, you know, not that big of a deal, they wouldn't have sued her. They were really afraid that people would stop consuming so much beef.
Well, I've got to live a little longer. Tara, I have to admit, I've got beef and broccoli cooking in the microwave right now here. But you know, point of information, I can eat what I want.
But you know what? It's not even about you eating beef. It's just think about when we were farmers, when we were pretty much a farm nation. Meat was a delicacy. You know, we consumed majority vegetables and beans mm-hmm. and stuff. You know, we didn't eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner like we do now because we didn't have that luxury.
If we did, we put it in things. So you would have chicken soup or something like that. You might fry a chicken for when the preacher came over or something like that.
Hey,
but it would be very, you know, that would be a big deal.
But you're right, though.
If you don't have a 12-piece on the table, man, you're feeling poor and, you know, just, oh, God, forbid a dinner without it.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, your point about the them suing Oprah Winfrey is just another example of how litigious the society is, and that we have a system that essentially encourages people to solve their problems and their disputes by to solve their issues with one another through the violent judicial system. Whereas
it is violent.
Yeah, it is. Thank you so much, Tara, for the call tonight. And tune in any old time. We're on Saturday nights there in Tallahassee.
True.
Every Saturday night there, so we'd love to hear from you again. And thanks for your thoughts. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We actually got an email from somebody in Tallahassee this week, somebody who had joined the Free Talk Live Amplifier program, which we'll tell you a little bit more about here later. But she had also just kind of stumbled across the show and was very, very refreshed by what she heard, and so excited that she joined the Free Talk Live AMP program. She wanted to talk to us about the issue of midwives.
Yeah, midwives and unassisted births and things like that. And I think that is something that doesn't really get much play on the radio. People want to talk about politics and things like that. Free Talk Live touches on all kinds of issues, whatever issues it is that are important to you.
We can't do much more than touch on it right now because she didn't actually call in to talk about it. Yeah. But it is something we've talked about in the past. Mark, you had a birth through a midwife, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. We did it at a birth center. I didn't like the idea that the hospital had all these rules about how it was that they were going to take care of the baby, and essentially you're there, you're an afterthought at the hospital.
Well, and she had said that she's moving somewhere where it's apparently completely illegal to have a non-nurse midwife deliver your baby with you.
Well, different states have different rules on what it takes to be licensed as a midwife, and they don't want people...
It's a protection racket, again.
It's true, but some people want to have unassisted births. I think it's crazy. I found the birthing process to be the most traumatic experience of my life. My wife didn't seem to think it was so bad. However, I did, and I can't imagine not having a professional there, but that... Just because that's my life doesn't mean that it's this right for everyone, and I'm not so silly as to believe that one size fits all and that's okay for everybody. If they don't like it my way, then screw them. That's right.
That's the system, and that's what the system that we're working in here encourages people to do, is to force your way upon everybody else, whether they like it or not. Let's continue with your phone calls. Jay, also in Tallahassee, listening to WFLA-FM. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight, Jay?
Yeah, I had a question about these so-called legal porn sites. Well, they're not porn sites, but legal sites on the Internet that offer pictures of naked children.
Really? I've never heard of them.
Yeah, they're under the guise of the First Amendment. A lot of them are naturalist websites that offer pictures. Yeah, of naked children.
Okay.
I did an investigation and found it. Yeah.
That's going to be a tough position to take.
It is. I found three sites, and of course my pastor told me to quit investigating, so I did. But I couldn't drop it in my mind as to why they're even on the Internet under the guise of the First Amendment.
Well, the internet is a relatively free place, and people want to take pictures of their kids naked and put them online.
Here's the question one would need to ask: do you think it's okay for people to be nudists?
Not to take pictures of their children.
Wait a second. You got to take steps on this. Do you think it's okay for people to be nudists and take their children to nudist camps?
Well, actually, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, some people live on nudist camps, if you will. They don't just go there every so often. That's where they actually dwell. So they would actually be there with their children at all times.
Correct. But, you know, when you offer these pictures for all the sex offenders that are out there that do pursue this, you know, that kind of defeats the purpose.
Now, we've talked to sex pedophiles.
We had a lengthy interview with a pedophile on the show before,
and he said that it doesn't really matter what you put out there because they'll just go find the Sears catalog with the boys' underwear section. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter to them.
Should that also be illegal then, having a catalog with girls in bras and panties and boys in underwear? Should that also be prohibited?
Well, in my opinion, yeah, but...
Really?
Well, I see what you're saying, and I am somewhat disturbed by the idea of naked pictures of naked kids on the internet where pedophiles can go look at them. I agree with you on that. However, what I find more disturbing is that you're willing to say that people that are nudist shouldn't be able to take their kids to nudist camps, because there's people in the world that are different than you and I, and we have to leave room for those people, because if we don't, you get these kind of situations where they took those 400 kids from those people in Texas that were, you know, the FLDS, the Fundamentalist Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints people.
Oh, that is true. I'm in total agreement that these nudists probably don't have these type of problems in their camps or in their colonies or whatever they are. But, you know, when they put them on the Internet, it seems like there should be some sort of restriction in that area.
But then what you're talking about, sir, is and I understand what your intentions are, but when you say restriction, what you're saying is that if I were to put a picture of, Mark, you actually have a picture of your son, Jack. He's, about a year old when he took this.
It's a little older.
In the bathtub. You were very cautious to not capture, you know, his little year-old penis in the photo because you're afraid.
I know that people have had their children taken away, and there's a news story just this week out of Utah where a woman dressed her little girl up as Ariel the Princess Mermaid gal.
Five-year-old daughter,
and took some pictures, and they decided that the police decided there in that Utah town, it was outside of Salt Lake City, but that was child porn, and they took their daughter away.
This is
where this attitude goes. How many people's kids do you want taken away in order to satisfy your sort of, puritanical concerns?
Oh, believe me, I'm dead set against stuff like that, and,
I want to bring you back.
The cops, the people that you put that are put in charge of checking on these things, generally, they cut with a chainsaw, not a scalpel.
Jay, if you'll hang on, I'll bring you back. We can continue the discussion here after the news break. More coming up here in moments. Hour 3 is on the way. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.